Chapter 8 A Strange Animal. Now Bill does a strange thing. He ties a long branch to the back of his neck and head. Then he puts his hands on the grass. Now he has got four legs and a long neck. But there's no head on that neck, only some twigs. I think Spotty's mum is very clever. She can't make friends with a giraffe with twigs instead of a head. But Bill can't understand that. He hasn't got a head now, and he can't think. Spotty and Mother are walking. Suddenly, they see two big giraffes. They are very tall. They are standing together and hitting each other with their necks. "What are they doing?" asks Spotty. "Is it a game?" "They're fighting," Mother says. "Is it good or bad?" asks Spotty. "All big giraffes sometimes fight," Mother says. "Why?" "Stand and look. And I must eat. I'm very hungry." So Mother starts eating acacia leaves. They are giraffes' favourite food. And Spotty is looking at the big giraffes. They fight and fight. Now they are very tired. Suddenly, one giraffe turns and walks away. He looks sad. The other giraffe looks very proud. He goes to a beautiful lady giraffe. "Look at me," he says. "I'm so strong. My neck is so long. My spots are so dark. I'm a cool boy, and you're a cool girl. Let's be together." But the lady giraffe doesn't look at him. She eats and eats. So the big giraffe gets very sad and goes away. "Mum, that lady giraffe is silly," Spotty says. "When I grow up, I don't want to fight for girls. I have my lady giraffe. It's you." And he licks Mother. "Let's wait and see," Mother smiles. Suddenly, she stops smiling. She's looking at something. Spotty looks at it too. There is a strange animal there. "What's that?" asks Spotty. "I don't know," Mother answers. "It's a very strange animal. Trees grow out of its neck." "I'm afraid," cries Spotty. "You're right. Never come up to strange animals, even if your favourite food grows out of them." "Let's run away," says Spotty. Spotty and Mother run very fast. Bill is standing on his hands and feet and looking at them. "They don't like me," he says to me. "I understand them, but I don't say it to Bill."